Mike's hot. Here we go.
Is that the new term? Mike's hot?
The mics are hot right now.
Jordan, Mike's hot.
Mike's hot.
Jordan, Mike's hot.
Mike's hot lemonade.
What are we, 8:30?
12. My brain said the same thing.
Or Mike and Ike's hot tamales.
Mike's hot lemonade. I said the same thing.
Mike's hot lemonade? Is that a drink?
They should make it to, you know, get into the spicy market.
Tajin rim.
Ooh. Oh, Heath. Wait, tajin and lemonade, is that a thing?
Spicy lemonade,
it's
is that
gonna
a thing?
Be.
A spicy
lemonade. Hola, como esta, baby. We're bringing American and the Mexican together. Mexican, right? Yeah, tajin, Mexican.
Can you make like a spicy malt liquor? I'm sure there's those
I would
exist.
Imagine.
I mean, yeah.
Mariah, okay with
okay
the.
With
there
the,
you go with the notes.
That Google search. That little chamoy.
So they make it tajin lemonade.
But I bet Mike's Hot if they made a Mike's Hot Lemonade, they would still need a hard in it, though, because that's what they're getting away with. Like, yeah. Legally by calling it. Actually, no. No, what am I?
Just write hard on the side.
Yeah. Mike's Hot Lemonade Hard Edition.
Every time.
Every time. I hit that sign every time. Sorry, I just get really excited. Okay. I was just going to move the whole time, everyone. I can't stop looking at the sign swinging.
Do you work out with a hat on?
It depends. If my hair is like really, really bad, I'll like throw the hat
it's
on.
It's the worst when you're working out with a hat on and it falls off.
Yeah,
and
it falls off a lot. But the hat is just like now glued to my head. Now it's just, I'm so used to it. I tried doing it. I tried doing it this episode, no hat. And it's just, I feel so naked. It's like girls without makeup. I just
it's your thinking cap. It's your thinking cap.
Yep. Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
It just like takes away the stress of worrying, is my hair messed up right now?
Yeah.
You think it's
good. Like you look in the mirror, you're like, damn, hair's perfect. And then you take a picture like later in the night. You're like, why didn't nobody tell me?
It's just like a certain angle you get where your hair makes your head look like. I'm saying that like it's relatable. I think it's just me.
And it's,
I have such an alien head because my head shape. I don't know if you guys notice, but like I have like a predator head. So when my hair is in a certain way, you really just... Just, you know, the moon emoji where it's just, it's hard to look at. So like the hat keeps my head shape round.
It is kind of coney. It's probably like before like babies got the helmets.
Coney. Wide and coney.
Would you have worn a helmet then if they knew about it back then?
What?
Like, you know how like a lot of babies
wear helmets.
They wear helmets if there's something wrong with their head.
No. If it's misshapen.
It's to reshape it.
No. Are you kidding me?
Yeah. Yes. Because there's like basically sutures of like your skull is in like.
Zane was going around thinking these babies got dropped.
I thought the brain was like.
Exposed? No.
No, not exposed. I thought the baby just had like brain issues. So I thought it was like a.
It's the growth of their skull. It's almost like braces, but just making sure that it grows normally. Because
you know how babies' heads are really soft?
Mm. Yeah. Mm.
It's like Play-Doh, so they can reshape it.
Mom,
have you ever looked at like
it could have been fixed.
Have you ever looked at like the top of a skull? Probably not a human skull, but like there's almost like tectonic like plates to it. Like there's these different areas. And so those will grow wrong, and they're just trying to shape it so it all grows the same.
Looks like
I'm so upset.
Mind blown right now?
No, more upset.
That
I didn't get the helmet. I needed that helmet for a good 3 years straight. Yeah. While my head was still developing. My head was not developed in my mom's.
Yeah, you probably slept on your back a lot too.
Yeah, my mom was probably sleeping all fucked up. That's why my head came out like
were
that.
Were you a natural birth or C-section?
I was C-section.
C-section.
My mom was like, cut me open. My mom wanted to...
Anyway, let's hit this intro.
Let's do it.
Let's get it.
It's Comedy Talk, baby! Woo!
Push.
Zane. The fourth. Oh, man.
Welcome back to Zane Heath.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, getting used to a different intro now?
Intro. We want to let you guys know that we have 3 new episodes out of Pretty X Unfiltered out on our channel right now. We started a new show with Alicia and Remy. We had some time to fill you guys up with another episode every week. You know, this episode is about our dating life.
Zane opens up, I'll tell you that much. It is a vibe on the new episodes.
Yeah, we were trying to make it completely different from the show that we have going on here. And we decided just really open up our layers and just give you guys everything that you've probably been questioning for the past few years of our life. But yeah, all three episodes are out right now.
And we will leave the link in the description below if you want to check out those episodes.
All right, enjoy the show. Welcome back to Zany Heath Unfiltered, baby. I'm Zane.
I'm Heath.
I'm Matt.
I'm pregnant.
And we are unfiltered.
Could
wow.
you imagine?
That'd like, be
she,
so.
She saved it for like yeah. this intro.
I'm pregnant.
I'm Mariah and I'm not pregnant.
Do you know, with pregnancy, like reveals though, like announcing you're pregnant, I think... Like showing the husband like the pee stick is like awesome, but yeah. when people take this stick,
yes.
like
I think
let's
about
travel
that all
with
the
it
time.
And go see grandma and grandpa, and you bring that on the table. I'm sorry, you peed on it. Just find another creative
well,
way mean, to tell me that you're
well,
pregnant.
Well, no, if you as long as you wrap it and you know you kind of de-sterilize
but you,
it,
yeah, there, you could just be like, "Hey, we have a surprise.
Yeah,
we're pregnant. You yeah, don't need to be like, here, look
yeah,
at this
you know,
stick.
The stick is like you know, as unless it's like right there in the moment. Like if your parents are in the other room and you show it, sure, but."
I did see a really cute pregnancy reveal the other day.
What
though.
Was it?
It was a guy that got pulled over by a cop, and the cop like walks up to the window and he's like, "You know why I pulled you over?" And the guy's like, "I really have no idea." And they're like, "Cause you have a baby on board without a seatbelt," or something like that. And then he was like, "What are you talking about?" And he's like, "Yeah, you have a baby on board," and he was like, "I don't get it." And then like the wife is like. And then
so
he like
funny.
Puts the pieces together, and then like the cop was like, "Ah!" Oh. And it was like this whole thing. It was cute.
Put your hands behind your head.
Up against the vehicle.
If Mariah was pregnant in that type of situation, if you were doing, would you do a pregnancy test private away from Heath and then tell him, or would you want to like be there like right out in the bathroom door, being like, "Is it positive?" Like,
I think no brainer. We would just do it together.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Because I feel like if she thought she was, she'd be like, "Hey, I think I am," before.
I mean, there's no right or wrong way to do it, but I would just be so curious.
If I thought my girlfriend was pregnant, I would secretly probably do it for her.
You're just dunking it in the toilet.
Give it her water. Be like,
"I'm finding out first."
I'm like, no.
Baby, you're pregnant. what? How?
I asked Matt this on the high episode, but if I was infertile, would you use my brother, his seed?
Oh, yeah, we were talking about that.
I don't know.
Is that weird?
And if he was, and if his brother was totally cool with it.
I mean,
and it could be
your
y'all's
brother
business.
Would be the best decision.
Probably.
Right?
Yes. Like that way it still looks like me.
Because you and your brother are... pretty much the same person.
And you don't have to tell the world that either. That's your private business.
Yeah, it's like something where it'd be like completely hidden. And obviously, because you don't want anybody knowing. Just
I mean, you guys look exactly alike. You talk exactly alike. So it's
yeah.
like, I guess. It's just, that's just weird. I hope you're okay.
You guys talk exactly alike. All right, get it. Extract.
I just started this documentary during lunch today. It's so funny. We're talking about this right now. Hulu just put it out. It's called Sperm World. And it's about the world
Woo!
Of sperm donors, but people who don't go through the traditional sperm bank system. One, because it's costs a lot of money. Sometimes insurance doesn't cover it. Sometimes people don't trust like the mystery of knowing that they're getting the right sample from the direct person that they're wanting it from.
Okay.
So there are these Facebook groups that you can join of sperm donors, of people who will post, like, these guys will be like, "I'm ready to donate. Anyone want this?"
No.
Or there's girls or females who are looking and they'll kind of say what they're looking for. There's guys who are doing it for free. And then that's what's also really creepy about that world is because these dudes just want to like...
Just reproduce, just have like a bunch of them everywhere. Kind of like that documentary that we watched
yeah.
with our father or some shit like that.
Yes. Just like that.
There's
but
something weird.
Some
yeah.
dudes are like, "No, I want to like, you have to, if you want my sperm... you have to have sex with me," kind
oh.
of thing.
Oh, well, wow.
It was so eye-opening, but also like breaks your heart that people have to go to these like, I don't know, say like these dark kind of corners of the world to
yeah.
get the sperm when it should be like a little bit more accessible and
yeah.
affordable
and just
trusted.
Kind of a whole process too. I know like there's a lot of sperm donors right now. We can get paid for it, but I think my buddy was just showing me like an Instagram ad that he received that it was like, if it was an Instagram ad, it like popped up as mm-hmm. he was going through stories and it was like, "Do you want to make $1,500 a day? Donate your sperm to the local sperm or whatever." And I'm like, That should be kind of like a hidden thing where not a lot of people know about it. You also shouldn't be promoting it as like, want to get paid?
$1,500 a day.
Not $1,500 a day. It was like $1,500 a month or something like that. But
still, they shouldn't be promoting something that's so like serious.
Yeah, promoting something like that where it's like creating something serious like that and you're just
casually putting it out as
a cash grab. Instead of like this.
That's really weird.
And I wonder what the institution is. What if they're just doing research on your sperm? Like weird. They're not even like fertilizing anybody with it. They are just playing with it.
It's just, he's just a collector.
It's a very weird, interesting documentary.
It's those slime videos that you see
on TikTok. Just like jars labeled.
Oh. Yeah. There's just something like, because I know, there's actually a couple people I know that do it. But, it's something they don't really talk about. It's, like, very hidden. They kind of keep it to themselves. And I feel like that's how it should be.
They do it as, like, a side hustle?
Which is, like, you know.
Yeah, they donate.
You should want to do it out of, that should be something, like, out of the kindness of your heart.
Yeah, not, like, damn.
Not, like, a selfish.
Yeah, so this person has a lot of. That's weird. This person definitely has, like, quite a few.
Children
out there. Because wow. This person has good genes, has good looks. So I think a lot, because it's the person they pick, you know, they look through a category through like a thing, they pick the person and this person is getting picked a lot. So they just have babies everywhere. So it's kind of like 50-50, right? It's like this person is helping out, but like, are they doing it for the money? Sure.
Right.
But this person is also helping a lot of people choose somebody that's like, has good genes.
Yeah. What's worth more, plasma or semen?
Like TVs?
It depends. If it's a 50-inch.
A 50-inch, yeah.
Those are obsolete now.
What?
Plasma TVs.
Right. Because plasma TVs would also like have plasma burn. If you left your plasma TV on the whole time,
so,
like it happens a lot of old people. They just sit there watching Fox News. They got the Fox News
Network just burned that watermark right into the corner.
And on every channel.
It never goes away.
I kind of want to donate my sperm because I just want to see how many people would pick me. I just want to see how many dashes do I have?
You're picked.
Hey, Zane, this month, unfortunately, you were not picked not once. So you getting paid. I'm like, it's fine. I just want to see.
Would you use your your Hinge pictures for that?
No, I think it's like straight on. Like probably just.
Zane's like studious, like Zane's like playing chess in one of them.
It is
like,
crazy. What are some of the things under each like under each face that they normally have? Don't they have like their IQ? They have their
IQ. Is he smart? Doc, is he smart?
I think they put like family history, like health history.
Yes,
they do. Candy Crush score.
How much money was spent?
Yeah.
This level of how much furniture is in your house?
Podcaster.
None.
A Wordle streak.
That's funny.
That's crazy how those things are so important. Like an IQ.
Yeah.
Yeah, very important.
Is he athletic?
Whatever.
You just put like Zila transformation, yeah, like right. Documentary link, like a hyperlink to it.
Get a good look at me.
Yeah, I wonder like if one day we could just go into like a sperm donor database and just shop around for people. Like, we don't
do it, but just to see
what is all the bios.
We're seeing everybody we know on there. No way. Ricky Thompson? Just random. What the hell?
I wonder if there's like a dating app, but for Tinder, for donating.
There has to be. There has to be something. Or like when you go in, you swipe through the people.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Just like that.
Like, you know, add to favorites, add to cart.
Check out.
So if you were... You guys are so boring to talk to about this. I'm like, what's your type of person that you're picking? Mariah, whoever looks like Mariah, whoever looks like he, yes, sure. Whoever looks like Patricia, sure.
Yeah.
Well, you can't ask us that. What if I started describing like a blonde?
I don't know. It's like, just imagine you weren't in a relationship and you were going through a catalog. I don't know.
A Malibu surfer.
Big 7'3" male linebacker.
Yeah, you could design like a future athlete.
Yeah,
but then they have some weird gene on like their side, and it comes out like 5 foot. You're just like, what a disappointment. Mm.
Well, kind of like Heath with his dad and mom.
Yep.
So you might have tall kids for sure.
I might.
Yeah, because I'm taller than both of my parents. My dad's not over 6 foot, but his nephew is really tall, and I got that gene.
Would you like if your kids were taller than you, Shorty?
Don't do that.
He's not short.
I know, I'm kidding.
You are regular size.
I know, regular size. I know.
Lately, Zane has been ripping me for my height.
I'm half an inch taller than him, shorty.
Are you really only half an inch taller than him?
Yeah, I'm not that much taller than him.
Okay. Yeah.
Taller.
But I am.
Taller. And older.
Nothing. I'm 5'9 and a little.
It's an average height.
It is.
Was there a time in your life where you were like, oh my gosh, I might be getting really tall? Like,
never.
Were you no. Were you a short kid?
I just remember being normal. I just remember like being like average amongst my peers. And I never really thought of like, I'm tall or I'm short. Okay. It was just like.
Definitely more. I felt like looking at you in high school, like you're to me like more on the taller side. Like looking at you, maybe like because you're like, maybe because you're like skinny legs, tall. Maybe.
Did y'all ever have a door in your house where you like measured yourself every year to?
We started on the door on Staten Island, and then when we moved, we transferred it to like a yardstick so we can move it to the house. So now we have the yardstick.
Just pull the fucking frame.
Just rip it out. Oh,
so yes, we do have it.
Right, you would love this. The people who live next door to my uncle's lake house, their shed, when you open it up, they did all of their heights, but it goes back to the 60s. And they all have like the years like painted and everything. It's the coolest, like seeing a height.
We gotta start as soon as possible, honey.
And then when somebody new moves in, they're gonna go like this and paint right over it.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Mean absolutely nothing.
They just drill it off and take it away and make it a table or something.
It is sad because most people would paint it. Like if I saw that, like as much as like I don't
get
care about
shit out of here.
I don't care. No, as much as I don't care about shit like that. For some reason, that I'd be like, let's try to like either rip it off, like cut it out, and like just. Put it somewhere, but I wouldn't just like paint over
it. At Christmas Eve, though, when all my cousins got around and we did our little seeing who's taller, shit.
I know
got
Matt
heat.
Was competitive. Yeah. Matt was like, it's me every year. It's me. Don't bother.
But there was a year my cousin Tyler was taller than
me. He'll
never forget it.
But the moment I surpassed him,
I bet it was.
He's probably still hearing about it.
Wait. Where was your line from last year?
It would get so intense in that moment.
Tall
man.
People are obsessed with being tall.
That's true.
Are tall people like, thank God I'm tall? Like, is that something where it's like,
I forget how tall I am until I'm like, I see a tall person walking down like a sidewalk. I'm like, damn, they're tall. And then we pass each other. I'm like, we're the same height.
Yeah.
That's kind of cool. I forget how tall I am. A lot of people pointed out that I'm like friends with like tall guys. Like all my buddies from high school, we are all the same height. And they're like, are you only friends with tall people? I'm like, oh, not really. But
what are you?
6'3". But going on 6'4", maybe.
I would pay.
Doesn't matter.
Right there.
When I was 6'2", I always said I was 6'3", and then I became 6'3".
Oh my gosh. So
that's manifestation, so people, baby.
Yeah.
Try it.
So people freaking lie.
I was always in the front of every line, whether it was by height or by last name, because I was A, and I was always the smallest.
Oh, so you like.
I wish everybody was tall, or like I wish everybody was the same height.
That
is
so nice of you to say.
Yeah.
I just wish everybody was tall. Yeah,
what would be like the perfect height for every human?
For men?
I feel like
over 6 foot, because they would all love it and they wouldn't complain about it.
No, but I'm saying like, say we started over with life.
Okay.
You're saying men and women.
I think like 5, realistically, like 5'8 for everybody.
The thing is, I think you want to go a little bit taller because like, just
everybody
height,
used to
height
be 5'8". Yeah. Go to the Alamo, man.
Yeah,
there's
that's
like
true.
Back then people were
people
short. If I was in the Civil War, I'd be like, boom, boom.
Just
I think like smaller, you have less joint pain.
Yeah.
You can like you can get around quicker.
You can do a backflip easier. That's the thing about being tall. I wish I just was able to do a backflip.
It is harder
that's
for you
the
to
reason
do a lot
you
of
can't
things.
Do it.
Are shorter people quicker?
I think so.
Let's bring back Miss Juicy. Miss Juicy, what do you think?
But if everybody was the same height, there wouldn't really
Wouldn't be what?
If there's everybody was 5 foot and if everybody was 6 foot, there really wouldn't be a difference in the world.
Like, nobody be like, I wish I was taller.
Yeah.
Because they wouldn't know that's better, worse, whatever.
Mm. Work would be really tall because if there are certain tasks good for certain heights. Then, right?
I guess athletics would be way more competitive, too.
Oh, yeah.
Like, your odds of getting into the big leagues.
That's true.
Would be higher. You
Games
know?
Would be crazy to watch.
Yep.
Because everyone's the same. Because, I mean, height matters when it comes, like, if you're watching a basketball game. For sure.
Absolutely.
There should be height equity.
Taller people should get taxed more because they take up more space.
Yes. Yes.
Taller people, they say, statistically make more money, but we do not live as long.
So what would you rather
So which
have?
One you pick?
I'd rather live longer.
I want to live longer too. Yeah, I'd rather be. Oh, I'd rather be.
I don't know.
And live forever.
But I would love to live to 100. Like, but I don't want to live to 95. But if I'm at 95, I better make it to 100.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
You know,
oh,
there's I'd that. Be pissed. Where you hear someone passed away at 99, you're like, God, I feel so bad for
them. Imagine
like,
99. Don't pull the plug yet.
Betty White was so close, wasn't she?
I know, poor thing.
She was like months away.
Yeah. It's kind of like a bad look too. It's like, come on.
Like
yeah.
You couldn't push through. Did you see that like 100-year-old guy diving into the water?
Yes. Like he's still doing good?
It was amazing.
It's insane.
He walked up there and everything, but it looks like he's about to do like a 10-meter dive, but it's just like right there. It looks
I'm going to tell you right now, you wouldn't even catch me at a pool.
The fact
at
100 that he
years old. Yeah, right, hitting the water that hard.
You need like 10 people like you're yeah.
at
you.
All
like,
times, yeah.
But then I wonder how many of those like the world's oldest person or like this person who's out there like yeah. doing all these PR moves. How much of that's not real? Like, because yeah. they're friends.
Here he comes.
Oh, he looks like Jordan.
Oh. Oh, he's a solid 5'3".
Oh, and he's rocking the Speedo? He looks great.
Yeah, he looks really good for his age.
Oh, of course. He's 100. Look at him.
God, and he's hung, too. You see that? For 100?
It keeps growing. It's one of the only body
parts. Wow. Good for him.
Like, everyone thought he was at the way top.
Let's go!
Is this?
Let's go.
The fact that he can lift his arms is unreal.
How good. I can't wait to see how good
Stop
this dive
laughing.
Is.
Diving right into purgatory.
Woo!
Hey, that's a splash.
I thought he was a lot higher.
That's what we said.
The judges
look
are like,
swim.
I was right.
Guys, look at him swim. Are you kidding me?
Oh yeah,
look that is impressive.
Muscle. Look
oh, at they did. They even did a slow mo. Boom. Let's go.
It looks like he's much higher.
Let's fucking go, dude.
That's falling with style.
The commentators are still doing like freeze frame, like red marking where he could have been better. Like. Still critiquing it. They're like,
they just cannot get a shot from him leaving that board to the water. Just like, God damn, we're trying to get a good shot.
That was crazy though.
Like, I cannot imagine my grandma like getting up there and like doing a dive. Like that would genuinely end her. Like that
I bet
high.
I bet that guy dives every single day. Like, so if you dove yeah. every day by the time you're 100.
Wow, we're being so ageist this podcast. And I know we have over 50.
And we're being 50. Heightist as
we have like 2%. We have like 3% over 50.
Yeah, we looked at our demographics.
2% over 50.
Yeah.
Welcome.
Hello.
Hello, Gim Gim.
How are you?
Do you know what sundowning is?
It's our parents.
Like people who have Alzheimer's, they there's a symptom that some people have where it's called sundowning. The moment the sun starts setting, they get there's a big like attitude shift. They start getting a little paranoid. They start pacing back and forth, but it all relates to the sun going down because it's such a transitional moment in the day.
Yeah.
And they don't know why we as humans have this kind of phenomenon for people with dementia.
Interesting.
It's very interesting, but I don't know if you guys knew about it.
Did you know anybody with, did you have any family members with dementia?
Yes, my grandfather, his past 2 years he was alive. He died last year, I think so, last year and a half ago. He had dementia and he was really out of it, but I never got to really experience him when it was bad because it was also during like COVID times. We couldn't really go visit his home. And also my parents, my mother, like it's her father. She was like, you honestly don't want to see him.
Yeah.
Because
it's
you don't
really want to sad.
Remember him like that? Is that what she was thinking?
My only frustration was that I wanted Patricia to like meet him and like see him because her grandma was way out of it when I met her.
Yeah.
And I don't care, but it was also just logistics of getting to where he was because he was in Indianapolis.
My stepmom's parents, I believe it was both, maybe one, but I remember it was so wild seeing her and not knowing me at all.
Yeah.
It was just like completely just left her system. She had no idea who I was. And I've seen her hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of times. It's crazy.
It's tough.
It's tough.
Mad respect for people who have like family members who have patience enough to take them in and because they want to be around them to where there are breakthrough moments, and it is like a little nurturing for them to feel a little bit safe. Like they'll have moments where they are fully lucid and they go, oh yeah, you are my daughter. I know where I'm at. We're safe. Rather than being in a home where you're just interacting with people who you have no history with.
No.
The thought of that, of them being away, is so tough where it's tough. It's also like something where like you want to ask your parents about it like now before it gets worse. Like, what do you want in your last final years? If you didn't remember anything.
I've talked to my parents about this stuff.
My mom's always like, you better not put me in a fucking home. I was like, I would never do that. But that's like, it's a scary thing to think about as you're getting older. Yeah. I just hope my kids don't put me in a home.
Yeah.
It's like the scariest thing.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like prison, but it feels like.
And it's also interesting prison. When they are at that state, the things that they do fixate on from their past. Like there's a dad on TikTok. I don't know his name, but I see him all the time. It was his son who's like a lawyer. He's like in his 50s, 60s, but his dad still lives with him. But his dad's always like, where's my checkbook? Where are my keys? Where's my car? And they're like, Dad, you live with me now. You don't have a checkbook. You have plenty of money in the bank. But like, that's all they're thinking about is, where's my checkbook?
Yeah.
Like, or... Where's the car?
It's like little moments. Little moments from like the past come back, but like nothing like recent.
So interesting.
Yeah, we're gonna be like, when do we record?
I gotta get the names. Oh, I got a podcast.
We gotta get a post up. Can I see the edit? What does the edit look like?
I'm like, Heath, we gotta record. I don't feel like it. We're 75. We haven't recorded in 25.
You didn't send me the thumbnail.
Oh no. Mariah's gonna be sending me screenshots through Gmail and I sent you screenshots. Oh, thank you. But we both have dementia. We're both sending each other shit we need to upload.
The same episode is uploaded 50 times. You just can't remember pushing it through.
Oh boy.
It is gonna be so interesting to see our generation play out into like elderly content. Like, or us as seniors, we're gonna be the most active social media senior generation ever of us posting stuff
because
we were really born with it. That was like our job, our career, our occupation. So I wonder if like people our age are still going to be watching YouTube videos of other people their age doing stuff.
Oh, like just like a 70-year-old vlogger.
Yeah.
Or imagine like a 75-year-old on TikTok. Like, I just bought this viral product.
That is going to be interesting.
It will be.
Speaking of viral, JoJo Siwa's new song is about to come out. Karma.
It's still not out yet.
No, but have you seen her lead up?
It'll
on
be out
her Instagram
once this
page?
Is posted.
I don't pay attention to JoJo Siwa stuff that much for me, but like I've been seeing everybody's now takes on like her new brand, like her rebrand that's coming out, where she's not like the kid JoJo Siwa anymore, like the pink and the bows and all that.
Yeah.
She's switching it up, and you know, obviously when you see the music video, it doesn't look very much different. It just seems like different colors. It may look a little bit more like darker.
It's a different monochrome of what she's already.
Yeah. Done. So everyone's saying her rebrand is not really a rebrand. It's just, she's still herself. And like, so everybody's like kind of making fun of her for that. And I swear, last night I was just thinking about this. Like, I don't know why. I was just like, oh, if I was on JoJo Siwa's team, I would have like done it this way, you know, like because she's doing all this lead up. So everybody's seeing it. But just imagine, this is like my idea. If I was like on her like team and she's like, I want to do a rebrand. This would have been one of my like kind of ideas. I wouldn't know how to execute.
Okay, girl boss, let's hear it.
Okay, so she wants to rebrand and get out of this whole pink bow tie whole situation, right? So I think for her lead up like promos for the music video, I think she should have not like... The whole look should have been like a much more mature look.
Stripped down,
right? But like the thing is that none of us see it yet. So all her promos is her pink bow tie thing ending, right? It's like, imagine just
like her taking the rhinestones off.
Something like that. Or imagine like a statue, like a pink statue of JoJo Siwa just like falling and just like shattering or something. But it's like, you know, Cardi B and like Megan Thee Stallion, like music videos are very heavily CGI'd.
Yeah.
I was thinking something like that where it's like a bunch of promo of just like heavily CGI'd stuff like that of her like era like ending.
Ooh.
But you don't see what she looks like yet. And I think that would have been a great way to promote it where nobody sees what she looks like yet. No red carpets or anything because you are hiding right now. And when that music video comes out, it is like this completely different version of her.
Like an unplugged JoJo Siwa. Do you know what Unplugged is?
It reminds me of like MTV Unplugged, where they would like get bands to do like more like acoustic sets, like very like raw and down
like
to
earth.
Like
if she wanted to like be taken seriously as like an artist and hit that adult like late teen.
Yeah.
And Billie Eilish kind of did that too with like her last album, where like Billie was like very like neon hair, very like so many necklaces, and then her next album she's like Marilyn Monroe-esque, like way more natural.
She should call herself by her real name instead of
What's her name?
Joelle.
Oh, it's Joelle?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought it was like Joanna.
Her middle name is Joni, I think. Joelle Joni Siwa. Joelle. Also a sick name. Like, JoJo's cool, but you already have, like, JoJo from our
Yeah, if she switched her name, that would have been another, like, name.
And Joelle's really, like, pretty. It sounds, like, unplugged, like, acoustic. And
or who knows? What if all this, she is still hiding that, like, that.
You never know.
You know, what if this is like all her idea?
But is her fan base like, I guess they have matured enough to where like karma is a bitch? Like, that's like there's a curse word in it. It was a big deal when Britney Spears was saying like, I'm a slave for you. Yeah. Like, that was like, oh my gosh. But like, I feel like JoJo's fans were like, five years ago, so now they're 10. And so they're like,
that's why she put the disclaimer, like, it's not for kids anymore. She doesn't have that fan base yet, but she wants it.
Yeah, there's gonna be so many little girls be like, karma's a bitch.
Yeah.
I remember JoJo as, like, I knew her as a dancer, obviously. Mm-hmm. And there's a solo that she did that I remembered that is literally like, it reminds me of what she's wearing now, the black with the diamonds and stuff. And that's, it's crazy seeing that solo, but she is the same person. She's trying to rebrand, but this solo is literally what she's doing right now. I'll show you. She's literally doing this. That's funny. She's the same
person. Hey, maybe
person.
This was her inspo.
Taking it back to her roots.
Oh, wow. She's really good.
Oh, she's insane. Yeah, she's so good for her age.
Right. I think you should have been on the show.
I was too old.
How much older?
When the show came out, I was 16.
Oh, wow.
Did 15? Dance Moms like all take place out here in California? Where
Pittsburgh.
Most of, it was in Pittsburgh? Oh, Mariah.
What? Well, that's just a total opposite of my side.
I know, but like you were still close enough to
I grew up around all these dancers. Like everybody went to the same dance conventions. They competed in Jersey. Like it's a whole, but I was too old. I was already graduated.
Damn. Yeah. I never knew it was all out in Pittsburgh.
And then the last couple of seasons were in LA.
I have an Abby Lee Miller question though, and I know her mobility kind of got worse over time, but she was the choreographer. Every video I see of Dance Mob, she's sitting down.
So
where does the choreography happen from Abby
Lee
Miller
to
the kids?
She has a choreographer named Gianna. Well, she has multiple choreographers, but Gianna was the one on the show. But ultimately, at the end of the day, Abby has the last say because she does have a good, I'm not crazy about her with the way
she's like a Simon Cowell.
She does have a good eye for what's going to win on stage at a competition.
Mm.
So she goes in and says like, I'm going to change that. But she has a choreographer who demonstrates, who does everything. Cause she wasn't a good dancer growing up. She just had the brains for it. You know what I mean?
It is.
Like
she can see it.
Those who can't do teach is real for a lot of people. Like most of the teachers I grew up with could not demonstrate. They had to have, like, even teachers now, like if you go take class in LA, a lot of the instructors have assistants that do it. But they like they have the vision and they can tell the kids what to do. That's why it's very important. If you do have somebody who's not like able to demonstrate, that's why it's very important to know terminology. Because she could just speak all these French ballet terms and the kids should know what she means.
Like you said, like if those who can't do teach, it's so crazy to me that some people like her that just
teach gym.
that just cannot get up and dance for their life, or someone who casts actors in movies, like they can't act to save a life, but like they know what's good. That's just so crazy to me that they are able to do that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I know I'm able to dance, but when I'm teaching, there are things that I physically cannot do, but I can teach a kid to do it in like 5 minutes.
Wow.
But I can't do it myself. I know the fundamentals of like doing a certain step, but sometimes I'm just physically unable to do it.
Yeah. You have that kind of like eye. Like I think you would be an incredible like film producer. You have visions.
I can't do it, but I could just be like this. Yes. It needs to look like this. But I don't even know the terminology, which is horrible. So I can never
I think you have
do
good,
it.
You have good taste. And that taste is a value, and that like will accelerate someone's project.
How do I get that? How do I transfer that?
You need to have one project that has massive success that was your vision. Like,
but I still wouldn't know the terminology. Like, I want an Oscar, but I don't know what that was. I don't know how I did that.
Zane, it's like we can't cook, but I'll tell you what's good food. You know what I mean? I'll tell you, this shit tastes like
that's different. That's different because that's like taste bud. Yeah, that's like. But I guess like your taste buds different than others, but why is yours so much more important than like everybody else's?
It also just comes down to communicating it. The reason why like food critics are so good is because they're great writers and they're able to like describe why the food is good and communicate why it's relevant. Same thing with film critics, people who can review films.
Mariah and I a lot, well, like whenever we see somebody has like a new project out, like a video or like a, remember that horror, I'm not going to say exactly what just because, but there was like a horror movie that like came out and there was like a clip of it. It was like a promo and I immediately sent it to Mariah and I was just like, I just wish that I was thrown into this. Like, why? Like, it could have been so much better.
So and it's much
just
potential.
Like, so much potential. Yeah. And it's just like, but it's crazy because there's so many people that are in charge of something. And I just can't believe that it's like, that's the product.
Wasted potential is the worst.
Yeah. It stinks. But who am I to say that, you know? But
you're a believer.
Yeah, I'm a believer.
I believe in people.
The laziest fuck, though. Just, that's not going to work.
I mean, those are some of the brilliant people, the most brilliant. Like, what do they say? Work smarter, not harder.
Yeah. Like, I know that's not going to work, but I'm not going to tell you how to do it.
Figure it out.
I'll
tell you it's good when it's good.
Yeah, it's horrible. It's horrible.
I would just love to be a judge on American Idol, but having been a successful musician, I love that that's a gig where you're getting paid millions, where you just sit there and just...
Yeah.
Say, work on this, you're great.
What's something you think you can judge really well? Like, perfectly, they can put you in there, and like, you are the perfect judge for something like that. Mariah, I'm sure it would be dancing. Some sort of dancing competition.
I would love to judge a competition.
I think being a film critic, I would like to do that.
Film critic, like, a movie is played, and then you're at the table, and you have to score, and your score is like, is pretty much close to
being
everybody.
A jury. Yeah, being a jury on like a film festival, on for sure.
Okay.
I would like that.
What about you, Heath?
I'd like to be the guy who approves car designs.
Ooh.
Okay.
I'll tell you what looks good, like body shapes of cars.
I love that.
I feel like I would love to like be a car designer.
I wanted to do that so badly when I was a kid.
Somebody that has that job, like the look of a car.
You don't want to be sitting there designing it. You want that rough draft presented to you, and you're like, this has to go.
I'd
want to
sit there because like I'm decently artistic, but I'm not like good enough to just like draw something from scratch. But I'd be like, all right, tweak it like this.
Yeah.
Not do, but teach.
Doesn't that excite you? Just like that situation. Like, imagine you're just thrown into that and you're just like, all right, this is your job.
Like, team up with Jordan because he can do the drawing. Just try to tell him and he'll bring it to life.
Jordan, let's start drawing cars.
You have to hit. I remember when I wanted to do that as a kid, my mom goes, that's a lot of rejection in that.
Yeah.
Like, because you can spend forever on that design and they go, nope. Like, and you're like, I just spent hours.
But I guess that's everything that has to do with like design, right? Just just a bunch of people's work, and then you're just like garbage.
The thing is, like, my drawing would still look like kindergarten car drawing.
So you would be just in that. You'd be the one accepting those designs.
What I think would be cool is also the shaping. Like sitting there with like a clay model and just shaving.
Yeah.
Just sitting there, just like sculpting.
I feel like, would you be able to move on over to futuristic designs? Is that like your forte, or you can only do classic?
The thing is, it's tough is what sells. Like, buyers don't think that everybody is going to buy the futuristic car. Unless you're like a cool brand like Kia or Hyundai where they're making like fun stuff. But like,
they're getting ballsy with their designs.
Yeah. They are. I didn't even know it was a Kia on the road the other day. I was like, that's a Kia? It's kind of like a gag gift. It's nothing crazy, but it's just a gag gift.
You have something for me?
Yeah, that'll be cute. Okay.
Heath's birthday is on Friday.
Oh, it's Heath's birthday.
Ooh. It's my birthday episode.
Happy birthday!
How old?
31?
36. 36.
Heath is 31 now.
Yes.
After your 30s, birthdays just don't really like matter to you anymore. I know it didn't for me.
I love birthdays.
But you only turned 31 once.
I know. Mm. I know. It's just like, it's weird. My parents told me once you're 30, and like I didn't believe them, and like it's starting to hit me. Like, oh yeah, you're right. It like doesn't. It's like
make it matter. Make it.
You're
fun.
Right. You're
it
right.
It should be exciting. Yeah.
But there's certain people like you know people. There's a lot of people like you that like birthdays really matter. I to me it did, and then it just like is fizzled for some reason. I don't know why.
We'll help you out.
But okay. You got we'll heat some gifts.
I got heat some gag gifts.
I wore from something I know you shirt for you.
I appreciate that.
From my something boots. you really like. Yes, they were packaged in boxes that we had already. It was very last minute.
Those look like explosives.
You taped this up like you're about to ship it across the world. Oh, here we go.
Double tape.
All right, I know we've had a stressful couple few weeks, and I thought I'd get you something that would kind of resemble that. Oh, wrong one. That's something else.
Oh, my god!
Something
gosh.
For his protein shakes.
What is that?
That's so
funny. Oh, my gosh. That's really funny.
From that SpongeBob. Is so sick.
Zane, it's that's just, genius.
Yeah.
I love this.
Oh, he loves it. I already
wow.
know.
And I think it looks really cool just to have sitting somewhere, too.
He's going
to
cry.
This is the best gift I've
ever had. I wish you opened the other thing first.
That's really funny. Why? This was the good one? And then there's
yeah.
that's
this
really
is just
cool.
like the more fun one.
That is hysterical.
Is that from the bodybuilding competition episode? Shake?
I think it's... Oh, watch it. It's not, it's, yeah, it's like, it feels
oh,
like
3D
feels
printed.
Like
yeah.
3D printed.
Feels like ceramic. Yeah. Oh, 3D printed.
It's 3D printed.
You can like see the ridges.
I did not say that on the thing. I think a lot of things are 3D printed now without saying it. Okay.
Thank
right.
you.
This, what I just said before.
Swiffer wet jet.
No, this is the box it's in. But what I said before is for this gift. We've had a stressful few weeks. This is something just to help make your mornings just, you know.
You're SpongeBob.
What is it?
Another SpongeBob?
One mental breakdown
later.
One mental breakdown
okay,
later.
That's really cute.
Oh,
that's really cute.
Because we have had quite a few.
Do you have my bag in there? Or there's a present inside of it?
Some rough times.
We have. We have.
Thank you.
And it's pretty too. Yeah,
mine isn't like as funny. Yeah, right. Of course it's your birthday, bud.
Right, I don't care about birthdays. I'm crying.
All right, here we go. Back to back to back. SpongeBob the box set.
It's not anything funny. It's just cool. You guys got a new house, and I just wanted to, you know, add to the decor. And I thought okay. this was like up your alley.
This is so sick.
Yeah. Oh,
it's a wow. it's a book of advertisements from the
60s. Oh, this is that's sick,
Matt. This is really awesome.
Of course, man.
When you're when they're good better than yours.
Vibe.
That's
you
really
never
good.
Have too many coffee table books.
This is so cool.
That's really, can I see that?
I love it. Thank
can you. Never have too many.
Thank you, Matt.
So of course, silly. Man.
Another year, another dollar.
Yep.
Happy birthday, Heath.
Thank you. Thank you.
Do you see this being your year?
I genuinely do.
That's good.
Actually, no.
Once this month passes by, because, you know, Mercury's in retrograde.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Once it passes by, and then it's going to be your year for sure.
Are you doing anything for your birthday?
Yes, he is.
I think she's planning something, okay. But I don't have, there's not like anything that I want to yeah. do specifically.
I know we're doing something at the festival for you.
At the guest compound.
Which I ruined the surprise already, but.
Yeah. You, Scott, and Todd, man, are all like yeah. bop, right next to each other yeah. within days.
April is a crazy month.
It is.
Do you know what the least common birthday is?
No. Oh, February 29th. Maybe. Gotcha, bitch.
Oh, is it?
Gotcha. I
is
actually
it?
Don't know. It has to be.
I actually think it's Christmas.
My dad's birthday is 24th.
Oh, my grandma's was too.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
So Christmas Eve was
I think Jesus
like,
just wanted his own day.
Second mm-hmm. rarest.
Take that, Allah.
29th, second rarest is Christmas Eve.
Okay, so February 29th oh. leap year is it. Have you guys seen the, they've been like putting it on TikTok, the drawing of the Vietnam draft? It's like straight out of Hunger Games. Like
yeah,
they had this
they
whole board
birthdays.
With these little placards. They're like, all right, August 10th. We have August 10th on the board. And then next up, they have this. And that is how you found out if you were being drafted into the Vietnam War.
Wait, everybody has like a date?
They would put out the birth date. And if your birthday got called, and it looks like a straight up lottery thing of them just putting these plaques on the board.
Wow.
And it's kind of freaky seeing if you would have been drafted into the Vietnam War.
That was a nasty war, man.
Uh-huh. And people came back with massive drug addictions too, trauma.
I happened to come across a couple videos where I thought it was a skit. I couldn't believe it. It looked like a straight up like skit, like an Instagram skit. But it's these police officers, after they make an arrest, mm-hmm. they put them on the ground, And then they're doing a whole show.
No.
Where they're interviewing. I swear, I couldn't believe it. I couldn't believe it. Right. Actually, it's something that I sent you. Yeah.
Of St. Lucie County Sheriff Keith Pearson. Earlier today, Elijah thought he's going to drive through St. Lucie County in a stolen vehicle and get into a car crash, working closely with the Florida Highway Patrol, not only on the sea, but on land. Elijah's now in custody. Our message is this to criminals.
Not in St. Lucie.
What the hell?
This is on their page. Wait, this is on their verified account.
Why would like, they do
of
that?
The police department. Just guys, before we put him in the car, let's make a TikTok.
Let's make a TikTok and push it.
What's Elijah saying in the back?
Not only on the seat, but I didn't on do land. Shit.
It's getting too far with this, like, let's create some content for whatever.
There's some jobs that don't need the it's online.
We just don't need to make content out of that. You know, it's just, that's crazy. That's crazy.
Yeah. I mean, they know in this situation, this guy's the bad guy, but like that person like is innocent until proven guilty.
I get it.
You just read me my Miranda rights and you're posting this up. Okay, get ready until my lawyer hears about this.
All right, we had a great car chase there. You know, we took you down, but how are we feeling after that?
I didn't do nothing.
My wife was in labor. That's why I was speeding. That's why I was speeding, sir. My wife is giving birth in the hospital. Sure, post it online. How about that?
That is... crazy.
But I mean,
it's just like they see an opportunity with the internet, with TikTok, and they're just like, let's take advantage of it. Kind of like the situation.
Some of them are out of control.
Yeah. Like the, remember when you brought up the whole Instagram page where they post people's mugshots?
Yes.
I just saw one yesterday where a girl's like, you know, I follow this page and guess what? The new post came up. Big TikToker. It was a big TikTok like mom that got, she has like 5 million followers on TikTok. She got arrested. Her mugshot was there. She was like, was in a altar, whatever. But it's just crazy how... They're just using,
you know, your taxpaying dollars to go to them, but like, oh, there's entertainment like is part of the job description, making content.
Yeah, that's...
they're pissed. They're not filming cops anymore.
Yeah, I guess so.
Oh yeah, we all loved that one, huh?
Yeah,
we all loved cops, but this no. We fucking ate up cops.
It's different when you're out there like just like this though.
There's something weird. It doesn't sit right.
Thank goodness today I realized that my my registration
for your car?
Yeah, it was expired. Because the thing is, like, when they send it to you in the mail, like, do you want to renew? They do it like 4 months in advance, and you're like, I'm good. I'll do it when it gets closer to then. And today I was like, wait.
Yeah, you gotta be careful. They'll get you and. I don't know what happened. Like my first one, I guess, got lost in the mail. And then they sent me another one that was like a crazy fine.
Fine. Oh, yeah. Because they'll add it like if you have.
Yes.
Yeah.
For being late on it.
I had a late. Yeah. They charged me an extra $86 and I was late by 3-4 days.
Yeah. And it ramps up quick.
Ooh. I remember one time I like parked in like a bad zone and I was out of town at a friend's place and I had so many tickets every day on top of like my registration being out of date. I was like.
It's crazy they base registration on vehicle price.
Do they really?
Yeah.
Based on the vehicle price.
So
shit.
Stupid. How about we don't have to register it?
Right. But, you know, I mean, what is the, I guess.
You're requiring it. If you need it that bad, give me the registration.
I know, but then they would lose a lot of money each year.
See, not everyone is a hard hitter, but I'm just going to go through them and whatever. Industry secrets that most people don't know.
Tell me.
Okay.
Hit me.
I feel like we all know this, but we still do it. It's really crazy. But this person, I saw how slot machines for casinos were designed. Don't play slots.
Oh, because
just
what?
Just a waste of your time, waste of your money.
Mm-hmm.
But we all still do it. We love slots.
I know, though. The sound, they have it just at that right key.
It's just because it's all digital. So I mean, it's I know.
The digital ones kind of.
The digital ones, but also even like the real ones, you can fix that up in some way. I'm sure it's not just like random every time. Cause when you do it, it doesn't move at a synchronized, like a synchronized, it's stopping at like weird random moments.
It's a total mind trick. Cause like they make it think like you're winning and like, they'll give you your money back, but they know that you put more money into it. And then you think you want to chase that high again and again.
I saw a cute little video of, it was like this carnival and there was a booth that you can go up to where there's three people sitting behind a table and they're divided by a wall so they can't see each other. And you pay, say it was like $1 to spin and they like roll their hands like this as they're spinning and there's pieces of fruit in front of them. There's an apple, an orange, and a banana. and they roll, 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 and they all pick one up. And if you get like three in a row,
oh,
it's like a real life
slot. Yeah. So we were sitting next to each other, but we couldn't see. We had to like try to pick up the same fruit. It's
that's
cute.
Funny.
Cute
that's
idea.
Cute. Good for kids too.
That's right.
Yeah. Teach them young.
Yeah.
Teach them to eat their fruits.
Flight attendants don't drink the coffee on planes. We've seen what the water tank looks like.
Yeah, I've heard that a lot of times.
I love
the
my
ice
coffee
too.
And tea.
The ice is another one.
The ice never tastes good on planes ever.
It's sour. Every time you're like getting to the bottom of a drink, you're like,
I also never want to be caffeinated ever on a flight. Because I'm like, it's your like nap time. Get a little like bit of sleep
but
in.
For us, I can't sleep.
The last thing I want is to be caffeinated.
No, the first thing.
In a seat, I can't move around it.
First thing I want, I'll do a Diet Coke. Thank you.
I like because I can't sleep already. It's hard for me to fall asleep, so I like caffeine on a plane.
Okay.
Yeah. Because I
like
know,
a little.
I'm also the type too where I'm spending a lot of money on this plane. I'm watching my goddamn movies on this screen in front of me. I'm not sleeping. I'm not paying $550 a flight to sleep. Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
I'm gonna take advantage of this moment. I'm gonna watch movies that I'm never gonna watch in real life.
There you go.
On the ground. There are certain plane movies that I would never watch.
Yeah. There's
on this
good
you know?
Plane movies.
Yeah. Exactly.
Absolutely.
My dad will just sit there. No TV, no phone. Just
raw dog it?
Just
hell no.
Oh, just a traditional
also,
man.
Also, he's a massive dude, so he's extra crammed. He'll just...
We all kind of knew this, but this, like to put in perspective, this is pretty crazy. $250 sunglasses cost less than $10 still.
Yep.
Sneakers are familiar.
The glasses industry, is a total like con.
It's just like doesn't matter what brand it is.
Tiny, you're buying the name brand, but it's really just a little piece of wire and plastic.
They're gas station sunglasses.
Warby Parker is the only one who I feel like gives a decent
price. Get that sponsorship, baby. Yeah, get it.
Warby Parker, get it. I think, is the most reasonable glasses brand ever.
Yeah.
And it's, I hate keeping up with glasses though. Like, I don't know. I'd never like hold on to a pair for too long.
I only hold on to ugly glasses for some reason. All the ones that I keep for some reason are ones that I would never wear. But all the good ones, they're always gone.
Right. Did
no shame. No shame. No tea. All the glasses you got me are still in my closet.
Okay. We'll see.
They literally look in my closet.
We'll see.
I never wear them because you can't wear them out. Can't wear them out. When I used to work for Hyatt, if the mini bar was used and not declared, but the value was under $15, they wouldn't bother billing for it because it gave off an appearance that it wasn't synonymous with a 5-star hotel.
I have no idea what you just
said.
Say
that again?
We all...
Huh?
I'm not going to lie. I didn't get it either.
Can you believe?
I was hoping Matt would... I was hoping the smart one would reiterate it for us.
So if you take from the minibar something less than $15...
They just won't even charge you for it. Yeah.
Because it seems like we don't need it.
The thing is, I wouldn't even want to try it. Like, to try thinking that they wouldn't charge me.
What do you mean? Like
even knowing that still, I'd be like, they're still going to fucking charge me.
Yeah. And they most likely will. This is probably just one person's experience. they forgot to bill them. I knew it. This is the theory that
no,
I
it's somebody working there that just doesn't feel like ringing it in. Yeah. They're just like, now I got to do an invoice.
I know. That's why you got to take these with a grain of salt. You know what I mean? Automotive dealerships.
Here we go. Ears perking.
Ooh. The price of new. Oh, this is such an eye roll. We all knew this. The price of new cars is highly negotiable and the sticker price is often much higher than what the dealer is willing to accept.
Mm-mm. Not today.
What do you mean? Yeah. You've always gotten me cars for much cheaper than what is the sticker price.
Depends.
Like the underwear?
Yes. The car market is absurd since you've bought cars.
Really?
The idea of haggling, like, I understand there's car salesmen out there and I understand they need to get their coin. I don't want
they still get their
job
coin
to go away, but it is a little silly how there's this huge margin of ripping off people and what the price of cars are. It's a very big purchase for people to make, and I think it's so silly that people have to get ripped off, like buying something like that. Or they confuse you. There's all this numbers back and forth. Well, can you do this? Can you do that?
Well, they're allowed to because it's like a private owned company, right? Isn't there a law with
suggested retail price?
Yeah.
So like, if the MSRP is 40 grand or whatever for the car, that's just the suggested price of what the car should be. Yes, there's like wiggle room, but like for some reason, ever since COVID, like the car, you know, industry has just been like absurd
Where you just can't even
used cars all went up in value. So the used cars were higher than they should have been. And that means that new cars were selling at MSRP or above because the used weren't much below that. So people were like,
might as well just buy a new car.
Yeah.
Wow.
There,
and then there's also hacks where they say go at the end of the month because the salesmen are trying to meet their quotas that they sold that many, so they're willing to negotiate on a lower rate for you.
That makes
they
sense.
Also say don't really say what you do. Dress like you have no money, too, because if you're dressing all nice. I mean, that was like an episode of like The Cosby Show. Dr. Huxtable is a doctor, but he goes, we're going to dress like we're like.
Mm-hmm. And that's why we dressed the way we dressed though when we went to get that G-Wagon, baby. We looked haggard. We looked homeless.
Yeah.
I was wearing shorts. I was wearing a shirt that had rips all in it.
He also wasn't planning on buying a car, which is really
funny.
And
I also didn't do that on purpose. That was how I dressed every day. Ugh. And it worked.
That's the best one. It's just done.
And Heath, remember the whole, oh my God, I've never had anything like this. God, it worked. We outsold the salesman. That's what we did. All right, next one.
Yeah.
Your lobster tail at Outback is microwaved.
Oh,
sweetheart.
No way.
At Outback Steakhouse, there's no way.
We thought it was this. A big fancy dining experience. And that was where Heath and I went when our parents were feeling good.
Yeah,
let's use some of our money from work. You know, let's get a nice dinner out.
Microwaved though,
definitely frozen too. You think even at Red Lobster they're fishing anything out of that lobster tank? No, those lobsters.
It's decoration.
Yeah, probably.
No,
I don't know.
No, because there's times where lobsters are like, there's only like two lobster left. I know. What are they taking one out and just?
Yeah.
I don't think so. I think they're actually using those lobsters.
I miss the days when you'd go to a grocery store though and you'd see that lobster tank.
Oh yeah.
Oh, it's not there anymore.
They don't do it anymore.
Why?
Because it's a kind of sad. Fake. No, because you. Which one do you want?
You know what? I bet you PETA was all over that.
Yeah.
For sure.
Like, this is like, they probably, you know, I understand them in that aspect. Like, that should be something we shouldn't see.
Or it should just be behind the counter.
Yeah. It's like, we don't need to see that, like, as customers.
Because, like, as a kid, you could, like, legit go up and just, like, also pour stuff in there and, like, contaminate it.
Maybe there was a kid that went lobster diving in it once, and they're like, we got to get rid of it from all stores.
Probably.
There was a really wholesome clip of one of Gordon Ramsay's cooking shows, and it was some sort of crab dish they had to make. And everyone's like throwing their crab in the water. And this one girl, I would definitely be this person. She was having a panic attack because she couldn't kill the crab.
Oh, it was a live
and
crab.
And Gordon Ramsay went up and gave her like a pep talk. And he was like, you know what? Like, I'll do it. Like, let me do it for you. And he like snapped her out of it. And she was like, I think I'm going to do it. And he was like, I'll be right behind you. Like, he was just so sweet to her. That would have been me. You couldn't pay me.
Real sweet, but you know he sent her ass home that episode. Yeah. Sent her ass right home.
You need to know how to murder a crab.
So once you can do that, you come back and I'll bring you with open arms and you can be in the next.
No, forget it. If I see anything moving, I feel bad for
it. That's really sweet. You know, maybe his daughter is like a big animal.
A dust bunny under the couch. I'm like, oh! Don't touch it. Don't vacuum it.
Don't suck him up, please.
It's crazy. If you had to do it yourself for like all your meals, nobody would eat.
No. Are
nobody
you kidding?
Would
oh,
eat.
I would starve to death.
If I could not. If you
wanted a burger and you had to go out back.
No way.
Nobody would eat.
Oh,
vegan.
Even like sourdough,
vegan.
Like seeing yeast like come to life. Or
starter.
Mariah, enough.
No.
Enough.
And I would feel so, I would be like.
You've revoked your mic.
I would
you
convince
give me your mic.
Myself that that's a living thing.
It is, technically.
It technically is, but like, oh.
I don't know, like plucking like a head of lettuce. Ripping his head. I couldn't.
Ripping his head off.
Aw, I feel bad for
him. Nice. Okay. It's pretty common practice that most hotels don't change out the comforter between guests. Sheets and top linen only, and definitely not the decorative linen at the top of the bed. I've seen many things where they just don't change the sheets.
Inside Edition went in and did it. They sprayed like stuff on the sheets with their logo on it.
Insider Edition like sprayed the thing.
They sprayed it onto the sheets, the mattress, the pillow. They did the nightstand. They did like all over with like black light visible stuff.
Yeah, like a little bit of lemon spray or.
They checked out and they booked and got the same room the next day. And they went in. Everything was the same. The sheets.
Except for like the bedside table.
The bedside table was wiped, but that was it. The sheets were the same exact sheets.
Yeah, the handprint was there.
And then they confronted the hotel people about it.
Ugh. They did.
So does it, you know how people's hack when you leave a hotel room to strip your whole bed? You know how people say they do that? Do you think they just put those back on? Or you think they're like, damn, we got to go wash these now?
Well, when they left, they had like the blanket and stuff pulled down. So it was like to show that it was like slept in when they checked out or whatever. Okay. They didn't like pull the things off. So it looks like they just went in instead of like changing the sheets. They just pulled the comforter back into place. And
I always think that if I was a cleaning lady having to go in each room and do the same thing over, there's going to get to a point where you're just like, bro, that would be so annoying to have to do the same thing in every room. And I'm sure the worst part of every room is the bed.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I say y'all keep doing you. If I don't notice it, that's my fault. If I don't notice it, that's my fault.
I was a house cleaner, so I feel like I can see things even more.
You were?
Yeah, I feel like you knew that.
Nanny.
She used to do it with her mom.
Me and my mom cleaned houses.
I knew that.
Anyway.
Gotcha.
So I look for those things even more. Like I'm looking at every little thing and it just.
Okay. After an autopsy, your brain ends up in your chest cavity.
In your chest cavity. Why? Like as a way like post the autopsy?
Maybe. I don't know.
All right. Next.
Next.
Just read them and we'll sit in silence.
Oh, well, I guess in a way post the autopsy is that they can't, if they do take out the brain, they can't like re-cement the skull all back together. And so their only way of like storing the brain would be in your chest cavity because then they can sew that back up.
Are you guys open casket?
Open casket?
No. You can choose that or your family chooses that for the fee. I don't think you
If I
that.
Died now, probably not. I don't think so. But if I was of old age, and I don't know if the Greeks do that. But I was Catholic, well, since being post-Catholic, you like have your rosary and stuff. That's part of the norm is to have an open
casket. I want people to see me.
Yeah.
You're sick.
I want them to see how good of a job they did. If like I look like myself.
Right.
His face.
Like if you have a wake, or my actual funeral closed casket, but if there's a wake or a rosary, like a visitation thing where people do want to see the open casket.
I got it. Okay. Closed casket, but they have a little thing in there where you can look like a little glass thing where it's like, yeah. Okay. Yeah. But it's like inside, it's kind of like, there's like an image that goes through the glass where like your face kind of like, it makes it look like maybe a cloud, like, you know, the sky.
Right.
I like that. Make it fun for the customers. You want to know why your food that I actually just kind of fit. We've all knew this, but like this one really hit me during my fitness journey.
Okay.
You know, you want to know why your food doesn't taste as good as it does at a restaurant. Butter and salt. A lot of it. We aren't your doctors. We give zero fucks about your heart.
They're just there to make it taste
dumps,
good.
Yes. Dumping butter, dumping salt. And like, it makes so much sense.
It's very
like,
true.
Cause this is why I try not to eat out.
If you were cooking at home and you saw how much butter and stuff they were putting, you'd be like, this is a lot.
Yeah.
It's too much.
But it's crazy. It's just not noticeable. And you can't even really taste how much butter butter is in there. It just tastes good.
Yeah.
That's all we know is that it tastes good.
Yep.
Crazy. That's why like they don't put calories next to the meals.
Cheesecake Factory does.
Well, isn't there rules that if there's over 30
or more locations,
yeah,
30
more
think.
Locations you have to.
Oh.
You have to put the calories now.
I never knew that.
So McDonald's.
It's a location-based.
Chick-fil-A, everything like that.
That's a good fun
they thing. Won't. I don't think they'll say it in the on the menu, but you look it up. And
or
it's
they'll
public.
Have like a tiny little brochure on the counter where it's accessible for them to provide it to you if you ask.
Exactly. Hospitals will transport deceased infants to the morgue in what looks like laundry trolleys so as to not upset people. My mother spent a lot of time in hospitals and around dying people, which is how she found out.
Wow.
That's really interesting because nobody wants to see that.
Yeah. Whoa. I never knew that.
Because how else would you do it?
Yeah. That makes sense.
Cancer treatment centers that advertise their survival rates have such high rates because they will refuse admission to otherwise eligible patients who are too far along the non-survival spectrum. That's really sad.
That is sad.
Just to keep their rate up. Like,
we
got to keep like our numbers high. You're definitely not going to make it. Yeah. It's crazy.
That's dark.
Very dark.
It's very dark. Sorry about that. In the chat window for support on websites, the technician can see you typing. Not just that you're typing, but also what you're typing. Watching people rephrase their question a few times has been interesting and actually gave me good insight into how they're really feeling.
Really? Whoa.
Did not know that until I read
Most
that.
Of the time, I'm like, this is AI.
I think so, too.
Yeah, I'm just like, oh, hi, Angela.
I've never said anything nasty. But I've obviously retyped, but like, it's crazy they can see exactly, because it's on their site. Why couldn't they see that?
Ooh. Yeah, it's like when they put you on hold for like a phone call, too. They can hear you.
Yeah, Brittany Broski told us that.
Yeah. But like, I wonder why they set it up like that, though. Is it just for their own entertainment?
Probably just to get better customer service, to kind of like see where they're going, because they want their customers to get a better response from them.
Oh, people with anxiety that doesn't want to really say how they're feeling.
Yeah.
Raya.
That works.
All right.
Oh, this is a good one. Follow for more daily Reddit stories. Oh.
Okay.
It's the last slide. It's the end of it. Yeah, I don't know. Interesting. I'll come back with more next week.
Zane, you should come back with a list of something every week. Like, remember you did the life hacks?
Yeah.
Then you have whatever this was.
I just want to help everybody.
Of course.
I just want to make a difference.
Those TikToks have tons of those, and they're great to save.
This was actually my research that I did. Right. Yeah. Woo! Oh. We are good, baby! Thank you so much for tuning into another episode.
Yeah.
Of course, you can check out these episodes every Monday, audio form on all the podcast platforms, and every Tuesday, video form if you want to see our beautiful faces.
Yep.
On our YouTube channel, youtube.com/ZaneandHeath.
We also have a Patreon, patreon.com/ZaneandHeath. We do a bonus episode every single month. Last month, we did a high episode. If you want to check that out, it is up. We also do extended cuts of these podcasts. We leave these cameras rolling, and we just sit here. And we call them unwinds. Just keep hanging out with us for, you know, an extra 20 minutes, whatever it is. Yeah. And then we also do a live Q&A every month. A lot of good stuff. Again, patreon.com/ZaneandHeath.
Happy birthday, Heath.
Happy birthday, Heath. Happy birthday, Raven.
I can't swim.
We love you guys so much. Thank you so much for sticking with us and being here. And we'll see you, Unwinders, in 5 seconds. Toodaloo.
Toodaloo.
Yeah.
Peace. Peace and blessings.